from Tuketo LLC. It's Keto Woman Podcast with Daisy Brackenhall.
Hello, keto lovelies. I'm Daisy Brackenhall, and I've spent most of my life struggling with my weight and confidence, and have always had a difficult relationship with food. Even when I finally got to my target weight after weight loss surgery and eating low carb, I couldn't maintain it and I was miserable. Keto has given me the freedom to fall in love with food again, without the constant gain, loss, guilt, virtue cycle of before. Health and happiness is where it's at now, running on fat. Welcome to the Keto Woman Podcast. Each week I'll be chatting to inspirational women, maybe the odd man, to discover the secrets to their success so that I can share them with you. So what is keto? Keto is a way of eating that enables you to switch your body's main fuel source from sugar to fat. Who doesn't want to be a fat burner, right? But how do we achieve this? A great place to start is by keeping carbs to 20 grams or less per day, so things like leafy greens and above-ground vegetables, plus some nuts and seeds and the incidental carbs you find in things like dairy. Moderate protein scaled to your lean body mass, and then fat to satiety. Once you're in the swing of things, you can tweak it to suit you. Make your own personalised keto. I'll be asking my guests each week what their keto looks like to show you just how flexible and fabulous this way of eating can be. I'm not a doctor, and most of my guests won't be either, so we can't give you medical advice. It's always best to work with your own doctor because they know you and your medical history and so have access to the bigger picture. This week's extraordinary man, yes man, is Austin Archibald from Rebel Creamery Ice Cream. Austin and his wife Courtney grew up in the East Coast and met in college. Austin has an MBA with a background in venture capital and analytics, and Courtney has a degree in broadcasting. They live in Midway, Utah with their four children, two girls and two boys between the ages of 1 and 7. They started a ketogenic way of eating in early 2017 and grew frustrated with commercial ice creams that were low-fat, contained added sugar and or other non-keto ingredients. They founded Rebel Creamery to develop the first high-fat, low-carb, no-sugar-added ice cream using only keto-friendly ingredients. They also hope to use their ice cream to entice others to learn about and try a ketogenic lifestyle. Listen out at the end of the show for details on how to win 4 pints of Rebel ice cream delivered right to your door next year. Hi, Austin. Welcome to the Keto Women Podcast. It's great to have you here today. How are you?
Doing great. Thanks for having me.
That's a pleasure. So tell me a bit about yourself.
Sure. I live in the States. I live in Utah with my wife, Courtney, and we've got four young children, ages 7 and under. And I met my wife in college. We both grew up on the East Coast. She's from South Carolina, and I am from Maryland. We've been living in Utah now just for a few months, but we'd spent most of our life over on the East Coast.
Oh, right. So big move then.
Yes, absolutely.
Great. Tell me a bit about how you started keto and why.
Yeah, my story probably is just not real remarkable compared to the great stories that are out there. You know, individually, it made a big impact on my own life and my family's life. But, you know, I read so many stories about people reversing, you know, terrible conditions, losing hundreds of pounds, you know, reversing neurological disorders or beating cancer. And mine's just a simple story of a few years ago, I wanted to just eat healthier. And I kind of transitioned into what might be termed as a lazy paleo, if you will, where I started to increase the fat a bit. I started eating less processed foods and kind of steering away from the standard American diet. And, you know, the impacts were great, and they were fantastic. But along the way, I kept on seeing keto appear on my news feeds, in my podcasts. I had been seeing it in social media. And I noticed that a lot of people were doing it for weight loss, but I was also hearing about these other amazing benefits that could come of it. And just as someone that was new to and interested in health, I looked into it. You know, I had a great time on paleo. To be honest, I think it's a great stepping stone for people to go from paleo to keto. But, you know, there's a lot of sweet potatoes and still a moderate to high carb diet, depending upon how you would define paleo. And that's another thing that was confusing to me, is a lot of people disagree on what's paleo and what's not. I guess there is some disagreement in keto sometimes too, but it's a little bit more well-defined as far as...
Yes, I think that's true, yeah.
As far as what you're trying to do and the amount of net carbs and what you're trying to target. But anyways, I decided to give keto a shot, and it was after a lot of research. I spent hours reading all of the amazing stories on the keto subreddit, reading about the experiences that people had on the ketogenic forums, and also in different Facebook groups. And it was intriguing to me. And at first, I thought it was probably intimidating and overwhelming. The idea of giving up sugar, you know, it was a crazy thought. I maybe thought it was too extreme for me. But I decided to give it a shot. And within a week, I noticed amazing benefits. And those benefits included just massively increased energy, increased concentration levels. Just my entire, you know, digestive system was a lot happier with me. Just the little things that made life a lot more enjoyable. And it was amazing how much energy I had. And, you know, I guess a big reason why I want to continue to do this is also just the long life benefits that may come of it. And I would love to see my kids have their own grandkids. And I would want to live as long as I possibly can. And this is a big part of it. And the way that I feel and the benefits that come of it, and also just reading the science behind it, I will never turn back. This is my days of living a high carb, carboholic life are gone. And I'm thrilled about it. And it's really made a huge impact on me and our family.
Yes, I imagine the increased energy must be a huge benefit with all those young children.
It surely is. And they've noticed that as well. You know, there's more of me to go around, in a way, you could say. So yeah, we're really excited about it.
Yeah, and so the rest of the family, do they do keto?
You know, at first, my wife thought it was a little crazy. I'm sure a lot of people go through this, but she recently gave birth to our fourth child, and she thought, you know what, maybe I'll give this a try. You know, people are touting all the rapid weight loss, and she did it for about a month and a half, and immediately lost 15 to 20 pounds of baby weight. So she was thrilled about it. And she definitely has learned a lot about the science behind it. And I would say she probably is keto 75% of the time. I'm 100% of the time. And then the kids are a whole different story. That's difficult because, you know, I always struggle about, what do you push onto your kids? What do you have for them to make their own decisions? And there's a fine balance there. And we have one child that is particularly picky when it comes to food, and it would be a daily battle of fighting, and we just don't want to have that. So we have an open conversation about what is healthy for you, what's good for you. I mean, my daughter, even though she's picky as can be and, you know, loves high carb, high sugar foods, she really understands, and she learns about what happens to her body when she goes on a sugar crash. She can feel it. And so she's learning, and they're all learning. But one thing we always do is we always have a keto dinner, and we try to pick a meal that at least two of the kids will like. And for the ones that don't like it, we say that, you know, a good deal is they need to at least try it, take a few bites, and then maybe have something else after we're all finished, but they need to make it themselves.
Well, that sounds fair enough. That sounds like a really good balance as well. I think having that education process and allowing them to be involved is really necessary with kids, isn't it? Because especially once they start school and they're away from you, they're going to be making their own decisions that you don't necessarily know about. So you have to empower them, don't you?
That's right. And, you know, I almost wonder if we were to be more controlling in that aspect, whether there would be some rebellion, you know. If you start forcing them, they might push back against you. And it not only hurts the relationship, but it might also just make up for some bad eating habits as well. And so, yeah, we just try to have an open conversation and teach them and hope they make educated decisions. They're going to be making decisions on their own anyways. So
yeah, and I guess you just play it by ear and see how it goes as they grow up.
That's right. But they're also slowly learning, and we'll get into this when it comes to the ice cream, but they're slowly learning that, you know what, you don't need sugar to have wonderful tasting food. And they're naturally learning. I mean, my picky daughter, her favorite food in the world is bacon. And she knows why it tastes so good. It's because of that fat.
Absolutely. I think that's high on a lot of people's list, bacon for their favorite food.
Yeah.
There's a great video. You've probably seen it. Does the rounds on YouTube and it crops up on social media. The one where a toddler's trying bacon for the first time. And the expression on his face, and bacon, it's amazing.
It really is.
I know, certainly my nephew absolutely loves it. I was when I was in the UK a while back, and we were having a nice cooked breakfast, and we had some scrambled eggs and some bacon. And he ate his bacon so fast, and then straight away was just eyeing up my bacon. Can I have some of yours?
It's amazing. We get one of those huge packs, you know, we really like the thick cut bacon in those huge packs, and we grow through it very, very quickly. We can't cook enough bacon when we have it in the morning sometimes. And that's another thing too, that a lot of people kind of unaware of keto, that there's really so many wonderful foods out there. Like giving up potatoes, like you realize, potatoes don't really have much taste, you know? giving up bread, I really don't miss it at all. It's other foods that you're learning and rediscovering that really have all that flavor and great taste and texture. And you quickly learn that keto really is not that hard. And that's something that we've experienced as well.
Yeah, that's the revelation, isn't it? I had the exact same feelings going in that I was more low carb, high fat for a couple of years before keto. And I thought, oh gosh, you know, it's going to be so restrictive. It seems so daunting. But actually, taking that restriction just down a bit more, dialing it down a bit more. And that's when all the magic starts happening. I mean, for me, it was my depression and my migraines just almost completely vanished. And it was like, you know, wow. And the cravings actually go away. You think they're going to get worse, but they go away, don't they? So
they sure do. Yeah.
It's amazing.
And that's also another thing that I immediately noticed was just appetite suppression. I never eat breakfast anymore. It's just sort of a natural thing. When you have a really heavy fat meal, fatty meal at dinner, I really am not hungry until way past lunch, maybe even further. And, you know, I've also started getting into fasting. And, you know, just a few weeks ago, I went on a 5-day water fast and did not feel any hunger pains. And it really is remarkable. I mean, my family members, my siblings think I'm nuts, you know, just why in the world would you do that? But I felt fantastic. It almost seems counterintuitive, but going 5 days just on a water fast, I had so much energy and felt great. And it's just really amazing how the body changes when you feed it properly.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And you start running on fat. It's great, isn't it?
Yeah.
And it tastes so good.
Yes, that's right. It's a win-win.
Yeah. And talking about taste, you mentioned the magic word a while ago, ice cream. So tell me about ice cream and how this fantastic project of yours came about.
Sure. Yeah. When I went on to a lazy paleo diet a few years ago, I started getting into raw milk, and we were getting some excellent high quality raw milk and really starting getting into cream too. I mean, it was a good stepping stone to keto. And I started making ice cream, and it was a lot of fun. But the only problem was it had a lot of maple syrup and honey, and it was also a mixture of cream and milk. And so there was a lot of lactose in it. So it certainly was high carb. And when I started on keto, I knew that I either needed to give that up or to make some drastic changes to the recipes. So, I was on a mission to ketofy my favorite recipes. And there's one that we've been using in our household for years. It's a peanut butter based peanut butter fudge ice cream. And we had it all the time. And it took a lot of tweaking and adjusting to find the right ratio of ingredients to properly ketofy it. And with the help of, you know, looking online at different recipes, and also looking into the science, the food science of ice cream, learning about what happens to erythritol in ice cream and what happens when you don't have that lactose in there. It really was an interesting science project almost. And we also used the help of a food scientist to determine kind of the proper ratio of the ingredients to get that good texture and taste. And so it eventually happened, and it got to a point where my kids could not tell the difference between my old high sugar recipes and the no sugar added recipes that we now use today. And it was a great, thrilling moment for my kids to eat this and say, wow, it tastes just like regular ice cream. And that's kind of what we were going for. We wanted that classic, rich, creamy, high fat ice cream without all of the unnecessary carbs and high sugar.
Absolutely. So what was that main difficulty going from one to the other? You mentioned the fact that you had to look into the science and you had to work out how to replace certain things and how it worked. I can remember when I was experimenting with making ice cream, looking into the ratios of, you know, what sugar does in the recipe, what milk does, what roles they all play. And it's not just about taste, is it? It's about the structure and what happens. So tell me a bit about the challenges that you faced in using those replacements.
Yeah, absolutely. And you know, there really isn't a whole lot of literature and scientific studies. There are a few as far as low carb ice cream is concerned. And a lot of the reading that we had to do was kind of on the classic ice cream and the amount of lactose that you need in there. But we did find a few studies that really helped us kind of target how much erythritol, what's the maximum amount of erythritol you can have in there. And you really can't have too much because the ice cream gets super hard because of the impact that erythritol will have. And people are very familiar with erythritol and using in baked goods where you get that cooling effect. Mm-hmm. And you got to kind of offset the endothermic and exothermic properties of these ingredients. And so there are fibers like chicory root, which is a great complement to erythritol in order to offset that impact that it can have in an ice cream to help get that right structure in it so it doesn't get too hard. And the other issue too, since you can't have too much erythritol, and erythritol by itself isn't even as sweet as sugar, chicory root does help with that sweetness, but we found adding some monk fruit just a little bit really helped boost up the sweetness so you can get that classic sweetness that is an ice cream. And that's also another thing that we've struggled with as well. I mean, naturally, when you go on a keto diet, your taste buds for sweetness really are declined. I mean, it's just, you really don't need as much sweetness. And so it really has been a struggle for us as far as, you know, how much sweetness to have in the ice cream. We definitely opted for just a slightly less sweet ice cream. That's better for our taste buds. And I feel like most people on keto will appreciate it. Just because you just don't have that sweet tooth that you once had. So getting that just, you know, subtle sweetness and felt like it was getting to that right point was exactly what we were trying to get at.
Yeah, it's a common complaint, actually, I think, isn't it, with a fair number of the keto goods that are out there, that they are actually just a bit too sweet for us.
Yeah, we've run into that as well. And I guess that's just a natural thing. You know, when you start getting off sugar, you don't need as much sweetness. And the substitutes that you use really aren't as sweet as sugar, a lot of them. So, we found that would probably be best. And that's who this product mostly is for. But we also wanted it to be sweet enough where kind of strangers and people who didn't know anything about keto might be intrigued as well. And
yeah, I was going to say, because the video that's on your Kickstarter campaign, I mean, you tested it on people that weren't keto, didn't you?
Yes, we sure did. Yeah. And, a common reaction that people had was, this tastes like ice cream, you know, not anything too remarkable. I mean, ice cream is ice cream, right? But if you get that right structure and that right texture and that right sweetness, good ice cream is exactly what we were going for. And it really does. It just tastes like regular ice cream, and it should convince people, and it convinced our kids, that you don't need all of that sugar to have a great, fantastic ice cream. And when we taste tested on strangers, we did not know them at all. In fact, these were college kids. They didn't even care about low carb or weren't even interested in it. A lot of them said, you know what, my mom or my dad might be interested in this. They weren't too mindful of it, but they were perfect taste testers, because they expected a classic, you know, rich, creamy, sweet tasting ice cream. And that's what they experienced.
Great. And they loved it by watching the video. It looked like they all really enjoyed it. I mean, that's for me is the hallmark of a really good ice cream, is that rich, creamy taste and texture. And of course, you haven't got to find a way of replacing that with keto, because you're using those ingredients, these ice creams that are trying to cut calories or trying to be low fat, and they've got to go into all sorts of chemical nastiness to try and replace the fat, haven't they? But obviously you don't have to do that.
And that's the thing. I mean, it's called ice cream for a reason, you know, and that's something we said in our video. The great thing is we've left the fat right where it belongs, and that fat does certainly belong in ice cream. And I think those trends are going to start changing as far as the attitudes towards fat. There certainly is still a bias against fat, and we're seeing that as we start approaching stores. You know, they've got a whole line of low calorie, high protein ice creams, and they wonder, are you sure? Like, people are interested in high fat. This is a healthy ice cream. Then why in the world are you leaving all that fat in there? We leave the fat in there for many different reasons, but it also is just crucial to the structure and taste of ice cream. And that's something that also we have an advantage with, is since we leave the fat in there, it does so far in carrying that taste and that mouthfeel and that classic creamy texture that you're looking for in ice cream, is all because of the fat. And we're going for a, technically, based on the amount of fat that we have in our ice cream, it's a super premium ice cream on par with Haagen-Dazs and Ben & Jerry's. And I really feel like those who are into keto and those who are interested in just healthy ice cream are really going to love it.
Yeah, it's going to be fantastic seeing it standing up against the big names.
Yeah, it's going to be a tough, probably uphill battle in order to convince store managers to do this. But really, this Kickstarter really, it's sending a signal. You know, I mean, we're not raising millions of dollars, but it's still a great first step in signaling the demand for low-carb, high-fat foods. And we're hoping that this will help these trends kind of speed up along a little bit, where, if the demand is there and people are interested in this, there could be other great products. Because when we go to the grocery store, us ketoers, I mean, really about almost 80 to 90% of it is off limits to us. Just so many bad ingredients and high carb foods and corn products and wheat and grains. And we're really hoping that this will be at least a small part in signaling to the grocery stores out there that there's demand for high fat, low carb foods.
Mm-hmm. I think if you're going to change the world, ice cream is definitely the product to do it with.
And that's true. If there's any keto product that someone would try, it certainly could be ice cream, right? Nothing's more mainstream than ice cream. And we're really hoping for that. And that's something that we also mentioned in our Kickstarter is, yes, one of our main goals is to finally bring the first high-fat, low-carb ice cream, but also it's to evangelize for a ketogenic way of eating. I've seen all of the great benefits that people have had from eating keto, and I've experienced it in my own life in a small way, maybe not to a drastic degree as other people, but for all the people out there that can take control of their lives and take control of their eating, the ketogenic way of eating is perfect for that. And right on our packaging, we want to tout the benefits of a keto way of eating. And we feel like if someone could take a look at our pints and say, what in the world is keto? You know, what is this ice cream? And if they can taste it and say, this tastes like regular ice cream, maybe I can do keto. We hope that they would look into it and be intrigued to give it a try, because it really could be life-changing for so many people.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, a good first step. And so tell me about the flavors. Which flavors are you launching with?
Yes, so we're launching with four flavors. We chose four just because each flavor adds an exorbitant amount of cost, because there are certain minimums that you need to meet for packaging and production. But four flavors we felt like was a happy medium, and we're going with vanilla bean. It's almost a necessary flavor you need to have. It is still the number one flavor.
My favorite.
Yeah. And you know what? Vanilla is fantastic. And it's actually my daughter's favorite flavor, because it goes well with anything. And it could be a perfect complement to everybody's favorite keto treats that they enjoy all the time. So vanilla bean, chocolate, cookie dough, and peanut butter fudge, which is the sort of the classic recipe that we've been using in our own family for years.
That sounds delicious. Yeah. I always think with vanilla as well, it's, for me, it's a test of a brand. If the vanilla's good, then the rest is going to be good.
Yes. Yeah. That's what we're hoping for. And, you know, it goes perfectly with my favorite thing for vanilla ice cream is to go with one of those molten lava cakes, you know, it where you cook it perfectly in the oven. It's just that perfect consistency. There's nothing better than a nice scoop of vanilla ice cream to go on top of that.
Yeah, brownies as well.
Nice. Oh, yes, yeah. For sure.
And so the Kickstarter campaign, tell me about that. That has been phenomenally successful. You hit your target in how many hours?
It was just over 3 hours. Yeah, we were thrilled with the response that we had. And we knew the keto community was passionate and loud, and you know, they're always sharing ideas with each other and sharing things that they buy at the store. And it really has been a fantastic experience to kind of tap into that loud, passionate community and see the response. And so, you know, this has been a dream of ours that we've wanted to come to fruition. We're really excited that it's actually going to happen. And so we doubled our goal. Our initial goal was 25,000. We're at around 55,000 now. And who knows, by the time that the Kickstarter ends, it ends just before Christmas, we're hoping to get as close to 100,000 as we possibly can. And at this point, it really would be a great signal to grocery stores to help us get our foot in the door. And right now, what we're going to do is we're going to ship the ice cream to people online. And that's kind of confusing to people, because they think, oh, it might melt. But we did find some experts who have been shipping ice cream for years. And with enough insulation and dry ice, it really works perfectly. And more brands are starting to ship ice cream online to people's front doors, and it works great. But it is a high cost, and it's sort of a necessary evil. And our ultimate goal is for people just to find these pints in their local store. So, you know, we're trying to hit the phones pretty hard to reach out to areas where in the United States where we feel like there's a good concentration of keto and low carb interest. And if we can prove that it works well in those stores, it really will help us to move to the next step of expanding distribution. And so that's our goal, and that's what we're working towards. And it's going to be an uphill battle, but we're going to give it everything we've got.
Yes, well, presumably a Kickstarter campaign like that is a really good thing for the retailers to watch, to see just how popular something is.
That's right.
That's your way of proving your point, isn't it?
It is. And that's something we thought a lot about, because it would be extremely difficult for us to put up, you know, maybe borrow some money from lots of friends and family. And we still will need to do that even after the Kickstarter, and really to get this thing going. But it would be a really difficult thing to start production and start reaching out to stores and saying, hey, would you want to carry this? Versus now we can say, hey, look, we've had over 1,000 really excited people about this, raised money. People are really excited about it. It really is a good first step in building awareness and helping us to get our foot in the door, because it's not easy to fight against the status quo. And the big thing right now in ice cream is these low calorie, kind of low sugar ice creams that are out there. And I was talking to one of our food scientists a couple of weeks ago, and he said that he's finishing up projects right now. What's coming up in the future are more Halo Top knockoffs, you know, more of the low fat, low calorie ice creams, because they've done so well and they really have done a good job. And I know there's a lot of people on keto that have enjoyed their ice creams, at least some of their flavors that are lower in net carbs. But yeah, the Halo Top really has sprung onto the ground really quickly, and it's excited a lot of people, but we're hoping that high fat is going to take over.
Me too. And tell me about the name, because that's something that appealed to me straight away.
Well, you know, it's funny. Anybody who gets into a ketogenic way of eating, you almost have to be a rebel, right? You're going against the grain, and your friends and your family think you're crazy, but you've done the research. You've seen what it's done for so many people, and you're almost a rebel by nature. And you know, we're going against the grain here, and it's going to be an uphill battle. And we feel like we're rebels by nature. And so, we just felt like it was a fitting name for it. We like the look of it, and it really feeds into kind of our purpose and what we're trying to do. And we really want to help change millions of people's lives and get them to be rebels as well. And in a good way, you know, to rebel against the standard American diet, to rebel against that classic American food pyramid that we were taught. And it's going to take a rebellion, a revolution, if you will, to really offset all of the terrible eating decisions that Americans have made for so many years. And we're hoping to reverse that.
Right. And that's another point, actually, for now, at least. It's just restricted to America, sadly for me, because I'm the other side of the pond, but it's just for Americans at the moment, right?
That's right. We did look into this. We've noticed a lot of strong keto interest in Canada and also Australia and also the UK. And there's a lot of regulations around dairy. People are afraid of that. And so for now, it's going to have to be just the United States, but we're hoping to get our foot in the door with stores maybe up in Canada, and also exploring different options that we can have overseas. You know, whether it's shipping by the pallet or setting up some operations there with ice cream manufacturers. So we're exploring all options, but we need to get things dialed down here in the US first before we can expand.
Absolutely. Yes. Build your stronghold there and expand from there.
Yeah. And I guess that brings up another point too. A common question that people have for us is, speaking of dairy, whether we would ever have some dairy-free flavors or non-dairy flavors. And that is definitely something we're planning in the future. I know that, you know, some people on keto have found that they stalled maybe if they have high amounts of dairy. And so some people I know want to limit or cut out dairy. And you really can make a fantastic rich ice cream using coconut cream or almond cream. And there's a lot of clever ideas that we have that we've been working with our food scientists for non-dairy flavors in the future as well.
Right. Yeah. So there's all different kind of things that you're looking to do. This is just the first step.
Yes, that's right.
When a delivery is going to start taking place?
We are aiming for April 2018, but it's likely that we could be faster than that, maybe in March. So around March or April.
Right. So not too long to wait then. Very, very exciting. Well, it's been fantastic talking to you and watching the success of this campaign, and I can't wait to see what happens next. We usually round up the show with a top tip from you to our listeners.
Sure. Yeah. It's sort of a simple mantra that we try to implement in our family, and that's just the idea of continual improvement. And it's just the little things in life, just always trying to continually improve, whether it's in our relationships or in our eating or every facet of life, just having that mindset of continuous improvement. And you don't need to beat yourself up when you make mistakes, because it's a long life and there's always going to be future progression. And that's something we try to live by and take to our hearts, is just the idea of continuous improvement.
Great. Well, I wish you the best of luck with this campaign and with your ice cream in the future. So Rebel Creamery, I wait to see it on the shelves alongside all those big names in every store across the country.
That's sure what we're hoping for. We're going to work our hardest.
I'm sure you are. Well, thank you very much, Austin. It's been a pleasure talking to you today.
Thank you. Thanks for having me on.
For a chance to win 4 pints of yummy Rebel ice cream, comment on any of the daily posts for this week's show on the Keto Woman Podcast's Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter pages with hashtag Rebel Ice Cream. That's hashtag Rebel Ice Cream. Anybody can play along, but the lucky recipient has to live in the United States. Alternatively, you can order some for yourself, of course, on the Kickstarter campaign, which you can find simply by searching for Rebel Ice Cream at kickstarter.com. I will also put the link in the show notes. To get the resources and links from the show, please go to ketowomanpodcast.com. Are you my next extraordinary woman? Maybe you've got an idea for a show, a topic you want to hear about. Let me know how I can tickle your earbuds by dropping me a line at daisy@ketowomanpodcast.com. If you fancy joining me on this exciting adventure and help create new shows, please go to my Patreon page at patreon.com/ketowoman, where you can make a monthly contribution, big or small. You can also simply hit the support button on the Keto Woman website. It's thanks to the two keto dudes that I'm hosting this podcast, so please consider heading to their Patreon page at patreon.2keto.com and help them bring you more podcasts like this one. Please also help other people find this podcast by reviewing the show on iTunes. This week's quote is from Ginger Rogers and is a sentiment I share entirely. My love for ice cream emerged at an early age and has never left. Bye-bye, keto lovelies.